Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the friendly confines of Wrigley Field, no, of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network right here in San Francisco on the corner of Battery and Sansom, as we have. I've been doing this show more than 15 years now, and I firmly believe that life would only be half as good without video games. Yes, I do love them. And so I love how they are getting pretty ubiquitous in all of our homes. We're in the golden age of video games, but that doesn't mean that everything's great. I like the competition. There is no monopoly. So everybody has to fight hard to get our attention, to get our almighty dollar is what they really want. And so that's why when you think about all that we do to give the video game industry our dollars, we want good stuff. I put it to you, Greg, we want good video games. And this is what the show is kind of about, is we'll sift through what's good, bad, and ugly. I'm a gamer just like you. I don't work for any video game company. A sponsor of this company would be great because we get a lot of cash, but I have to be able to say whatever I feel, as do you. And the lines are available all over the North American continent at 1-800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. And questions, comments, or concerns, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everything in between, overseas, 0800-878-PLAY. Proud and privileged of being on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. The troops are the video gamers, and we love the troops. They allow us to do this, and that's just a fact. They're brave, so we don't have to be. So thank you, and come home soon. On the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius Satellite Radio. I was back with Sirius when it started, and it's good to be on this channel. It's a great channel, and bring the sports fans a little video game talk as well. Not just sports games, but all games. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and Twitch. Twitch.tv, there we are. Search for Sports Byline USA, and there's a high-def webcam on your boy. So we'll talk about what you've been playing this weekend, video game news, cheat codes. I'll give a game away at 40 after. Send your cheat code requests and your guesses to rick@sportsbyline.com. And come on back.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
All right, and we are back on the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Hi, I'm Rick Tittle with you. And, you know, for a lot of the networks that we're on, we're also on SB Nation as well. I'd be remiss not to mention SB Nation Live as we stream along there, sportsbyline.com as well. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Lots of ways to listen to the show. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider. So what have you been playing this weekend? What has been captivating your memory? Are you a free agent? In other words, are you looking for a game to dive into? Do you have five or six games going on? Do you have seasons and FIFA or what have you? Or maybe you're in a relationship with a game. Maybe you have a game that you've been playing the heck out of. It's kind of funny how, just for me, because I have a lot of video games and a lot of systems, and most people I talk to have a lot of video games and at least a few systems, is that how we're always on the look for the latest, greatest thing. What's new, what's new, what's new. And we just have a virtual library of pretty cool games that we never really finished or got into because something else came out. And I don't think I'm Imelda Marcos with 1,000 pairs of shoes here. I think a lot of people who love video games have the same sort of situation. They're like, oh yeah, that was a cool game, but then I got this, then I got that. I mean, it happens sometimes. I mean, there was a couple of years ago, we had a new Call of Duty, and it was last year, a new Call of Duty, a new Battlefield, and a new Fallout, all within a month. I'm like, I went through the entire summer of 2018 with nothing. Nothing. And then I got three games at once. But then if you take a step back, if you take a step back and you're like, well, wait a minute, I got hella games. And I was kind of reminded of that recently because I had after looking at some of the new COD advanced warfare, and you know we got the beta and everything going, and it's coming out in October. And I just had a hankering to play in a little Call of Duty, so I reloaded Call of Duty World War II. Apparently, I had deleted it. I guess this was before I got my 1 terabyte external hard drive, which, by the way, knock on wood, has worked like a treat. If you've ever dealt with PCs, and I'm sure you have, you connect anything peripheral, and maybe you Mac people don't have this problem, but it'll say syntax error, fatal error, soundboard doesn't match, whatever. Sound blaster. You know, error 213, report error. It's like, it doesn't work. That thing I plugged in, and everything new goes straight to that. Now, I did a little research to make sure it was compatible, but still, it works a treat, mate. But I guess I had deleted my Call of Duty World War II because that was the thing that was killing me with my PS4, is that my hard drive was just too jammed. And I think, you know, a game I hadn't played in 3 years, but I put a good 8 months into it, do I really want to delete that? And you got to say, well, I'm not going to go back to it. That's why it's, you know, a lot of times you think about these DLC games, I'll delete it and I can just reload it again. Well, I had the Call of Duty World War II game. We gave it away here on the air on the show. And so I put it in and it's like, yeah, this isn't on your hard drive. So I had to reload it. So it took 3 hours. But anyway, I got it going again. And of course, in the cloud, I was still there. And I had a lot of things that were advanced. And so prestiged out at 55 and moving along. And it just reminds me so much of the difference between a game like Battlefield, and I mean Battlefield 3, 4, 1, and a game like, you know, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Black Ops 2, Advanced Warfare, World War 2, World at War, whatever. And that is with the multiplayer. And the multiplayer in Call of Duty is a bull in a china shop, a knife fight in a phone booth, whatever you want, kill, die, 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 kill, 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 die, kill, die, kill. And then with Battlefield, you have these big open vistas, you have vehicular combat. You know, that Call of Duty, by the way, did have, World War II had some dogfighting. But it was a whole separate game. And I thought, you know, I never even tried it. So I put it in and I start playing. I was talking last week a little bit about prop fight or prop search, whatever it was, where you get to be a broom or a ladder. I'm like, this is the most arcade thing I ever seen. But then it's really funny because you're a bale of hay running away from people. Prop fight, I think it is. But the dog fighting, I got out there in my Spitfire and just was instantly shot down 100 times. And I was seeing some of the people playing, and they apparently have been playing that game nonstop since it opened. There are a few people there who had prestige, 10 times, and they were rank 1,000. And I almost just feel like the people who are playing that now, even though they've ranked up to 1,000, which is basically playing it nonstop every day since it came out, I wonder if they're dead inside. Just kidding. You play it because you love it. You're just never, ever going to ramp up again. But at least you get to, I don't know, maybe you're missing that one knife handle that you never got. There's a million things. That one face paint. I finally got a supply drop with a really scary face paint. It's sort of like blue, green and black, and it's all stripey. But the thing is, you only really see those things at the end if you're in the top three. And then they have over 150 emote mocking dances. In my day, we used to say you would tease people. Now you don't tease people anymore. You troll them. Ah, you're getting trolled. I don't really get it, but that's what the kids say these days. So you control people with your little dances, but you're on the screen for 3 seconds, and you have 4 different choices, and there are over 150 of them. The time you spend figuring out which dance you want and then getting into the top 3, and then you have about 3 to 5 seconds to do one of the 4 dances. I guess you keep playing because you still have 2 left, the one where you break a bunch of blocks in half and the other one where you just explode and go up like a rocket. I must have those. I must advance. But it's also refreshing to know that these servers are still up and running. Do you remember when the original Halo, they were going to turn off the servers? You know, we'd already had Halo 2, Halo 3, and it was on the original Xbox. And somebody found out that the way the servers worked, and I don't know because I'm not a techie that way, but the way it worked was that they were going to turn the servers off, but as long as you didn't turn off your Xbox, original Xbox, and you kept Halo on, you could continue to play. There was something still going on where you could still do that, even though the servers were turned off. And there were a few mighty folks out there that decided that's what we're going to do because we can't fathom our existences, our lives on this planet Earth now if we can't play Halo multiplayer. And so reading about, you know, there's 18 of us. Now there's eight. Now there's two. I wonder if those two are still going. The other thing you got to worry about, of course, is some sort of power outage. And I don't know how it works on the sticks, but if you live in a city, you basically have a power outage once a month, even if it's just for 5 seconds. And that would be enough to blow you out of the water. But anyway, suffice to say, as we look ahead, and we'll look ahead here coming up, actually, at some new stuff, as I always do. But as you look ahead, just a little reminder to look on the shelf and say, you know what? I really like that game. Maybe I'll put it back in the old console. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Mario Kart love, what you got? I'm Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review. Coming up at 40 after in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game by answering a very simple question. Then mail your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Have you been playing the No Man's Sky update? I have. And that's the cool thing. This game, what, I bought it 2.5 years ago, and it's still the gift that keeps on giving. Everything is free, all the DLC. There's no season pass or anything like that. It keeps giving. Somebody told me it's because they're still apologizing. They don't have anything to apologize for which to apologize. They just don't. But I did see something in the game that I thought, uh-oh, I don't know how many people are going to be able to handle this. And that is the new customization of your character. And what you do, if you don't know, is you go to any space station, you go past all the merchants, and there's a small circular platform, and you step on it. And now you can customize, because you step on it, and you look like kind of a cool astronaut. You've got a white spacesuit, kind of padded with a little, kind of like a big eye in the front of your chest, and then you got a cool space helmet, almost like a U.S. astronaut, but it's covered in a blue tint so you can't see a face. So you customize your race, your head, your torso, your armor, O-U-R, remember Hello Games is English, gloves, legs, boots, backpack. Say, okay, well, that shouldn't be too hard. Wow, your race. You could be an anomaly, which is what you are now, just a basic Neil Armstrong guy. And you can be one of the three races that we've got to know over the years. The Viking. Of course, the Viking are very much like, that's how they sound. And they have horns, and they're always looking like they just stepped on a nail. You could be a Gek. Gek Joy. They're the ones that look like toads with goggles. Or you can be the Korvax. Those are the kind of fat-looking weirdos. And then a new race, Traveler. And oh my gosh, people are going to have a field day with that. One of them is just like a gold pyramid head. And the one I had to pick, even though I know I'm going to get sick of it, is you have this little, out of your neck, there's no head, but a little electricity bolt going up. And then there's a glowing orb, which is really about the size of, I don't know, a softball. And then there are two other orbs with like metal arms that are constantly swinging around the orb. And that's your head. And I couldn't resist. I took that. Now, honestly, in every video game I've ever played where you could customize something, and whether it's in, you know, Skyrim or Fallout or whatever, it takes me 2 minutes. But I know some people, they will spend their whole day on this. They think it's vitally important. I know somebody who makes their character as ugly as possible, and I don't know why, because you have to look at it. But it's like, you know, 300 pounds with a pinhead and then glasses and no chin, and I'm like, what are you doing? Isn't this great? Don't you want your guy to look cool? Okay. Or multiple files. I want to play as an Argonian, and I want to play as a, okay. That's fine. Play as you want. But I was kind of thinking, too, that with that head, with the orb on it, and as you're running around this procedurally generated planets, that there's absolutely no whatsoever tearing or lag or any latency periods. It's pretty cool. I also saw with the update there was kind of a sassy article written yesterday on Kotaku by Zach Zwien, who just was kind of, I said, kind of sarcastic, talking about how great it is that he can finally sit down. And I didn't really think about it. You could never sit down before. And you can make yourself a geck and have your feet dangling over the edges, but now you can. And there are, apparently there was a No Man's Sky subreddit and people on Twitter who are going on and on and on about how fantastic it is that you can kindly sit down. Some people saying my life is complete. Some people trying to line up all their chairs. There's some people who found a chair with a bug. They could sit inside of the chair. One couch apparently had, if you sit on it, you actually slide off. And there are some, they want the ability to be added to sit in stools. It's funny, and this is all, you know, they did the article tongue-in-cheek, but I think about, like, you know, when I'm playing Fallout, and you're taking stuff off a table, and you hit the wrong button, and it has you sit down, and it goes into a nine-hour cinematic cutscene of you sitting down. It's probably more like 5 seconds, 6 seconds, but it feels like 95 hours. It is just not good. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've also seen very exciting news for the Rainbow Six Siege crowd that with Season 3, we're going to have some new operators. That was a big piece of news coming out over the weekend. And I like how they just say seasons now. This is your season. It's like, okay, what does that actually mean? Well, we're just getting some new stuff. You know, like Fortnite does it, places like that. But what they're going to do, and this, by the way, was announced on yesterday as well, and this is Rainbow Six Major and Raleigh. Ubisoft announced the details of what they call Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege Year 4. And two new operators, one of them is Amaru, an attacker from Peru. She comes equipped with standard weapons, but will also be able to use a new grappling hook tool. It's called the Guerra hook. And you think about Guerra, that's Spanish for war, but they spell it G-A-R-R-A. Okay. But you can go to the top of buildings and windows, and she can actually use her speed to kick and kill opponents standing close to the windows and things like that. The other new operator is named Goyo, a defender from Mexico who was raised by Amaru. See the storylines? What's my motivation? Goyo has a Vulcan shield, which can provide cover, but it also has a special ability. It has an incendiary bomb attached to it that can burst and deal fire damage to any enemies nearby. And so Canal, a classic map that's been around in Rainbow Six Siege for years, is getting a full rework. Ubisoft is making the map, they say, a lot easier to navigate, and they're going to put in some new paths and stools, and bomb sites have been moved to new areas if you got too used to it. But this season, Siege is going to introduce a battle pass system, starting with a smaller pass called Call Me Henry. According to a press release from Ubisoft, the mini battle pass is phase one of Rainbow Six Siege's battle pass deployment in year four and will launch during year four season three for free. Now, I don't really know what that means, because a battle pass isn't free, is it? We'll see, but beyond these, some of these updates, they do say at Ubisoft that the menus will get better, new updates to fight player toxicity, a better map rotation for different playlists as well. So yeah, something you can get in Call of Duty, like if World War II you're playing War and you could get Operation Neptune two times in a row. That should never happen. So these changes are going live tomorrow on the test server. Rainbow, if you're in the community, Rainbow Six Siege, And so Ubisoft is going to, you know, look for bugs and balance issues and things like that. No release date yet for when the update would hit the main version of the game. But, you know, anytime you can, you know, this is the way video games work now. You don't just sell them and start working on a new title. You sell them, and yes, if you're a big enough company like Activision or Ubisoft or something like that, then you just tell one of your developers, start working on this game. You have 2 years, ready, go. And it better be ready.
Okay.
But, you know, if you buy a game and you say, well, that game's dead, no one will buy it again. It's like, no, we will, because they keep adding stuff and you keep making it free. And that's good. You know, I did realize when I bought, was it Battlefield 1? I paid like $69 before taxes, and then I bought the season pass, which I think was $25 for all the DLC. And with taxes, it came to like, whatever it was, $98. And I'm like, I just paid $100 for one game. But you know what? Hella worth it. Every single penny because of that DLC. But right now, a lot of DLC, it's just coming down the line for free, for frizzle, for shizzle. But as I said now, Rainbow Six Battle Pass. And play Fortnite, you know about that. Battle Pass, no. We'll give a giveaway on the other side. Come on back.
Stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
So much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. All right, it's 40 after. Let's give away the brand new game as we do at this time. The game is called Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth. This is for the 3DS. Brand new. Once again, for the 3DS, this is published and developed by Atlas Games. It is rated M for mature, despite what you might think is on a kiddie system. But this whole thing got started with Persona back 5 years ago when Atlas did a crossover game. It took the Persona franchise and it took Etrian Odyssey and it put them both together because Etrian Odyssey was kind of a dungeon crawler type of game. And Persona really got into story, characters, motivation, peeps, and things like that. And so, Persona Q2, Persona 3, Persona 4, Persona 5, a lot of games that have grown an enormous fan base for these games. And if you liked Persona Q or Persona Q2, you would really like this game. And if you want to stick with Persona, I mean, you're going back some almost 15 years. So Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth, the question is this game about, or just tell me this, what would be a good name for the sequel? You can't lose. Now, if you say Call of Duty 9, you lose. So I guess you can't lose. But when you think about the different answers you can give me, just give me what would be, and I'll give it to the first best answer. Persona Q2, : the New Cinema Labyrinth. This is a game, the music has always been a highlight of Persona games, and this game apparently has a greatest hits from all the other games, which would be cool. And so you can have, in this game, you're fighting a boss, and then the next thing you do, all your characters are bonding. So once again, send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll get that right out to you for the 3DS. We'll get to the new games here in a little bit. But I saw a poll on IGN, which, by the way, is right here in San Francisco, and it was from today, and it was by Joseph Noop, and he said to his fellow colleagues there, which game is everybody here at IGN most looking forward to at GamesCon? And then he also put it out to the public, and he got over 25,000 answers. GamesCon, by the way, is going to be in Köln, which we would call Cologne. But yes, Köln, Deutschland. And everybody is on their way to Germany, or is already there at this point. And so they got into their top six. What does everybody want to see? Sixth place was Ghost Recon Breakpoint. This brings the squad action to a fictional island full of drones, mercenaries, and says John Bernthal channeling every last bit of his Punisher machismo. Fifth place, Pokemon Sword and Shield. Obviously, this is going to be one of the biggest evolutions of the Pokemon core, but we'll see a little bit of it at GamesCon. And some Pokemon are going to be wielding special hidden abilities that can turn the tide of a battle. Remember when you defeat someone in Pokemon? Oh no, Porygon fainted. Dugtrio fainted. Snorlax went back to sleep. No one dies. No one gets has to go to the hospital. But people think they know all the Pokemon that are going to be in the Galar region, but we don't know yet. We will find out. Some of them are cute. Some of them are not so cute. That was fifth place. Fourth place in the poll between everyone at IGN and over 25,000 listeners, or I should say readers. Luigi's Mansion 3. And this is supposed to be groundbreaking. And, you know, if you think, well, you know, it's a creepy hotel and, you know, we've seen this game before. But apparently we haven't. And they say it's going to come out maybe on Halloween. All right, we'll see about that. We'll get a lot more footage as we go as well. But if you had the original Luigi's Mansion, and I did, you know, I wouldn't have earmarked it for something to keep bringing back. Now, as we know with Hollywood, no one has any new ideas, right? They're going to do every comic book character ad nauseum over and over and over and over again. Adam's Family, Starsky and Hutch, Flintstones. It's just the Charlie's Angels. It's hard to get something original. And it's also easy if you're just trying to make some cash to just say, well, hey, you know, Luigi's Mansion, let's just try it again here. But Luigi's Mansion 3, Luigi's Mansion 2 was not a huge groundbreaker, but it'll be on the Switch and maybe on Halloween. Third place, speaking of that, Marvel's Avengers. And E3, we got a little demo, and it really wasn't great, to be honest with you. But they went out and they got a lot of great voice actors, and you say, okay, you know. But the guy who plays, one of them, Nolan North, one of the voice guys, says it was one of the most stunning video games he's ever seen. Okay. Top two, second place, Death Stranding. Hideo Kojima's weird tale of a cross-country delivery man trying to avoid time-traveling shadow monsters, paramilitary weirdos, and Mads Mikkelsen is what Death Stranding is all about. And the most recent trailer showed off Hartman. This is Hartman, spelled like Hartman, not like H-R-T, like the deer. H-E-A-R-T, like the organ. Hartman, the character played and by film director and Kojima's buddy, Nicholas Winding Refn, who dies and gets resurrected, or resuscitated, I should say, dies and gets resuscitated every 21 minutes. I don't know how it's going to work, but I trust these guys. And just to see the Hartman character is scary enough. Really scary. He looks like kind of a weird, nerdy mailman with going a little bit bald with really bad glasses. Creepy. And the number one game that IGN and all their followers want to see here in Köln in the coming week at GamesCon, Cyberpunk 2077, beating out every other choice by at least 8,400 votes. CD Projekt Red's Cyberpunk 2077 apparently has been the number one game since that E3 demo over a year ago, not just this last E3. So Cyberpunk Red, which was the latest version of the tabletop RPG, gave some insight into the world of Cyberpunk just a few decades before 2077, and Cyberpunk brought down the house at E3 and announced that Johnny Silverhands will be played by Keanu Reeves. That's right, John Wick himself, at least his voice. And actually, the director of John Wick on my show when it first came out, And he said he got the name John Wick because that's his grandfather's name. True story, by the way. So, GamesCon will begin on Tuesday and will run throughout the rest of next week. And we look forward to next week on the show getting into a lot of what we see. All right, Rick Tittle with you, Video Game Review. It's time to talk about the new releases coming out. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Rad. Dude, that is so rad. Rad. PC, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One. Double apocalypse, bitchin' mutations, and a sweet bat. Rad is a 3D roguelike set in post-apocalyptic world. All right, everybody's getting it. Remnant from the Ashes is a third-person survival action game where players set out alone or in a team, Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4. Undermine on the PC. In the action-adventure roguelike game Undermine, as they sneeze and put the cough button on, adventure deep into the Undermine and discover powerful relics. Kind of a cartoony look. Black Desert Online, PS4. Black Desert Online is an MMORPG by Pearl Abyss. Gris, G-R-I-S. When I first saw it, I thought it said girls. No, no such luck. Gris is for the iPhone. In a serene and evocative, interactive Gris, players will explore a meticulously designed world. FIA European Truck Racing Championship. This is racing semis. Like Steven Spielberg's Duel. Remember when his first movies, Dennis Weaver? Of course, that was one guy stalking another guy. But FIA European Truck Racing Championship, the official racing simulator for the ETRC, promises a new experience. Telling Lies on the iPhone and PC, an investigative thriller with nonlinear storyline from Herstory. We say Her Story. Life is Strange 2, Episode 4 on the One and the PC. The award-winning Life is Strange series continues with Life is Strange 2, a new experience in the emotional franchise. Steam Birds Alliance, PC, massively cooperative bullet hell shooter, fly with dozens of your feathered friends. By the way, I should mention Life is Strange Episode 4, Life is Strange 2, that's on the 4, and European Truck Racing is on the Xbox One. And then we have Onanaki. That's on the PC, Switch, and 4. With this exciting new RPG gameplay, Onanaki will put players in the role of a mysterious watcher named Kagachi. And finally, Far: Lone Sails. Far Lone Sails is in the vehicle adventure genre. You travel across a dried-out oceans following the tracks of a once-great society. It's all here. Every day, every week, their new games come in, and then the shelves change, and then games come off the top shelf, and they go sometimes all the way down to the bargain basement, and that's a win-win for the gamer. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up next, sports talk on Sports Byline, on SB Nation, on the Dan Patrick Channel, on Sirius, American Forces, just about everywhere. But it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have a request from Carl. With a K. Carl with a K says, Rick, what is the infamous name in the NES version that you put into for Metroid? All right, I understand how you worded it. Is it infamous? It's Justin Bailey. If you go to Metroid and it says password, please, and you put in Justin and then a space and then Bailey. And this is all caps, by the way. You can go caps or lowercase. If you put in Justin Bailey. Oh, and by the way, I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. 12 blank spaces behind it. So Justin blank Bailey, 12 blanks. Then you get to play Metroid with Samus Aran in a bright, colorful leotard and already with a full set of missiles. It kind of reminds me of another famous NES cheat back in the day in Legend of Zelda, and it said put in your name, and if you put in Zelda, you start immediately at the second quest. You get a playoff bye. You go right to the championship game in the NFC or the AFC. Thanks for that. I love talking video games with you. We'll do it again next week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.